Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Ches. We begin on the second line, Ches Omer Aleph, with a continuation of the discussion that we had yesterday's shir. Yesterday's shir, we said that the obligatory korbanos, something that comes as an obligation for you to do, you cannot go and fulfill that with other already obligated funds. So if a person has Maaser Sheni funds, he can't use that to fulfill an obligation that he has, such as a obligatory carbon that he has to give, such as the Olas Riyo or the Shalmei Chagiga. However, within the Shalmei Chagiga, we do have some discussion as to sometimes that Maaser Sheni funds could be used for the Shalmei Chagiga, and that's what we're going to discuss now. Amar Mar, two lines from the top, Ches Omer Aleph. We learned in yesterday's Braisa, Beisil Omrim Min HaMaaser. They said that it seems that the Shalmei Chagiga could come from the Maaser. How could that be? Am I? It's a Dovah Shebechova, who, V'chol Dovah Shebechova, Eino Bo'el Min Achulin. How could you possibly say that the Shalmei Chagiga come from Maaser Sheni funds to pay for an obligation like the Shalmei Chagiga? It can't work that way. So Ula said, we're dealing over here B'tofel. What does B'tofel mean? So in the second line on Rashi from the top, he says B'tofel means Mechaber Maaser, meaning he attaches the Maaser Sheni im Achulin, with Chulin, unconsecrated funds, Umevi, and with that he brings the Shalmei Chagiga. So there's two possibilities over here. He can add to an already existing carbon, or he could buy a second carbon, and that's now going to be a machlokis. What is Ula referring to? So Ula says, Betofo, that the only way you could use Maaser Sheni funds to purchase a Shalmei Chagiga is if it's in addition to unconsecrated funds, if it's chulin that is already being used to purchase the Shalmei Chagiga, you can add to it in some way with Maaser Sheni funds. So here we have a machlokes with Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan. Chizkiya tells us, Chizkiya Amar Toflin Behema LeVehema, Vein Toflin Mos Lmos. He said, if you have Behema number one, which is a Shalmei Chagiga, you can purchase then a Behema number two, Behema number three, Behema number four, with funds from Maaser Sheni, and also call that Shalmei Chagiga. Because the first one, that came from your Chulin funds. So a second, third, or fourth one, if you wish, can come from your Maaser Sheni funds. You can only do that with korbanos, vein tovli mos lmos, but you couldn't add on money. You had $100 that would buy you a certain size Shalmei Chagiga, and you'll buy a twice as big one by adding $100 of Maaser Sheni funds. Now you have a twice as big par, a twice as big canvas, so you'd want to do it that way. You can't do it. According to Chizkiya, you can only add a second animal, a third animal, but you can't add funds to go and purchase a bigger animal of Shalmei Chagiga. Rav Yochanan says, Pum faket, the exact opposite. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan amar toflin mos lmos, vein toflin behema lebehema. So if you want to add $100 to already existing chulin funds and add $100 of Maaser Sheni to that, to make it $200, then you buy a much bigger Shalmei Chagiga, heter gomer. You're allowed to do that. Chizkiya says you can. Rav Yochanan says you can. But Rav Yochanan says, if you want to do what Chizkiya said, purchase one Shalmei Chagiga with chulin funds and then purchase a second and a third one, or any amount more with Maaser Sheni funds, Chizkiya said you can do that, but Rav Yochanan says, Vein Toflin Behem Lebehem, you can't do that. You can't go and add a second Shalmei Chagiga that comes from Maaser Sheni funds. You're not allowed to do that. We have a brisa in support of each of them. Taina Kavasi de Chizkiya, Taina Kavasi de Rav Yochanan. We have a brisa that seems to accord with each of them. Now, sometimes when we have this, we'll go first back to Taina Kavasi de Chizkiya and go from the beginning, what I call A-B-A-B, in terms of the structure. Here we have something called A-B-B-A. We said Tani Kavasi the Chizkiya, that's A, then Tani Kavasi the Rav Yochanan, that's B, and then we give the Raya to B. Tani Kavasi the Rav Yochanan. And that's what we have over here. So we first bring the Raya to Rav Yochanan. Tani Kavasi the Rav Yochanan, the Pasuk tells us, V'yosisa chak shavuos l'shem lokecha. At the end of Re'e, in Shvi, Kol HaBachor, it tells us that you shall make on Shavuos, you'll bring a carbon to Hashem, Vasisa Chag, which means a carbon Chagiga, Hashem Lokecha, and it says, Misas Nidvas Yodcho. You'll go and bring Misas, which means a tax, a mas, you go and bring that from Nidvas Yodcho. You go and pay this from Nidvas Yodcho, from your voluntary donation. Asher Titen, Kasher Yivarech Hashem Lokecha, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you. So what does this mean? The Gemara says, the Braisa tells us, Misas, this word Misas, Milame teaches us, Sha'adam may be Chavosu min Achulim, that you must go bring your obligations from Chulin funds. You can't go bring it from Maaser Sheni funds. But if you wish to go and add on to that, you're allowed to go and add on to that. In other words, if you want to go take money and add on to it from my Sasheni funds, you had $100 of chulin, and you want to add on another $100 of my Sasheni funds, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said, toflin mos, lamos, you're allowed to do that. Tamaloma, because the end of the pasuk, loma, tamaloma, the pasuk tells us, kashi yivarechach Hashem lokecha. Pasuk says, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed you. In other words, if he blessed you with more, you're allowed to go and give more. So you can even be ma'ariv over here, my Sasheni funds, onto your chulin funds to make for a bigger shalmei chagiga. Tanya Kabase, the Rav Yochanan. This is in support with Rav Yochanan said. Likewise, another brisa, Tanya Kabase, the Chizkia, says, again, the same drasha, this pasuk, the word misas is a funny word. What is it doing there? So, according to this brisa, it just teaches us, maybe chovaso minachulin, that you have to bring your shalmei chagiga totally from chulin. In other words, you can't mix the funds over here. This is exactly what Chizkia said, that you can't mix the funds. In toflin mos lemos, however, toflin behema lema, a second behema, a third behema, that could be from Meiser Sheni funds. Fine. That's the two opinions of Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan in what Ula said, that betov fell, and then we have the two brises that support what Chizkia said and what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Now the Gemara says, Beishame Yomir, Beishame tells us, Yom Risho minachulin, that you bring your Shalmei Chagiga on the first day of the Yontif, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkis, that has to come from Chulin, it has to come from unconsecrated funds. However, Mikan Vo'elech, from after the first day, it can even come Mimaisa Sheni, Minamaisa, it can come from Maisa Sheni funds. That's Bishami's opinion. Beisel goes even further. Beisel says, Achila Rishona Minachulin, only the first Shalmei Chagiga that you bring has to be from Chulin. But there afterwards it comes from Ma'iser. In other words, even on the first day, the second behemoth can come from Ma'iser Sheni funds. And certainly the rest of Pesach, the rest of Pesach, a person can certainly go and bring their Shalmei Simcha. They can have karbonos that they eat on the rest of the yontif. That can even come from Ma'iser Behema. That doesn't even have to come from Ma'iser Sheni funds. That could even come from Ma'iser Behema. Now, Beis Hillel seemed to say that Shai Koimosa Pesach, it could only come with Maisa Behema, implying that on the first day, you wouldn't be allowed to go bring Maisa Behema. Why not? Yontif, my time alone. Why can't you go and bring Maisa Behema on Yontif? After all, it's Ochel Nefesh. You should be allowed to go and bring a carbon like that. You can bring Shalmei Simcha, so why can't you bring Maisa Behema on the first day? Amar Rashi, Rashi Sassi says this is a separate situation. Maisa Behema requires a certain process, and that process you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Because Dilma also lasura biyontif. Because the process of designating a behema, that it's the Maisa Behema animals, you have to bring 10 animals that go through the corral, that go through one at a time, and you count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the 10th one you put red paint on. V'yevshola asa biyontif bishum sekarta. And you're not allowed to go and put that red paint on it on the 10th one that goes through the corral, that would be forbidden on Yontif. So therefore, that's why this price is said, that Beis Hillel said only on the rest of Yontif can you go bring Ma'aseh Behema. We don't let you go bring the Ma'aseh Behema on Yontif because it may come to lead you to be Ma'aseh the Ma'aseh Behema on Yontif, and that would involve painting with the red paint, and that you can't do. Now the Gemara says, my mashma, the high misas, lishna de chulinu. How do we know that this word misas that we brought down in the pasuk is a donation? It has to come from chulin. It can't be coming from obligatory funds. How do we know that that's what the word misas means? It has to be bo min achulin. So they'll say, because the pasuk tells us from the Megillah, Mietz Hashem, we're going to read the Megillah pretty soon, right? This week is Purim Katan, so next month in Mietz Hashem, a month from now, we're going to be reading the Megillah. So it says, the very last parak in the Megillah, Vayosem HaMelech HaShirosh Mas Alo Ores. He put a mas, a tax on them. So tax absolutely has to come from voluntary funds. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Yisro Yotzi Nechavosim in Domine Davos. We said that a Yid wants to go and eat Shlomim on Pesach so he can fulfill that mitzvah of eating carbon meat on Yontif. The highlight of Simcha is eating Basar, and it has to be Basar Shlomim so he can fulfill that with the karbanos that were brought as a neder or nedava. Again, to remind everybody, we said this many times, a neder is when a person says, I obligate myself to bring a Shlomim, for example. So then, even if he designates Bessie, the animal, to be a Shlomim, and Bessie dies, he still has the obligation, because he took the obligation on himself. And even though he said Bessie will be the carbon, but if Bessie dies, he has a chrys. As opposed to a nedava, he says Bessie is going to be a Shlomim. This animal is going to be a Shlomim. And then Nebuch, if Bessie dies, so then That's it. He's potter because he only designated Bessie. He didn't take the obligation on himself. In any event, you have this neder and nedaba that you're going to go bring in the Beis HaMikdash. And when you go bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, so you can eat this, even though it's an obligation on you, this can fulfill your eating basar shlomim, no problem. Tana Rabbanan, another brisa tells us, we have the famous pasuk, also from Kol HaBechor, from the Shvi in Parshas Rei, and it tells us the reason it says is l'rabos kol minei simochos l'simcha. That's to teach us that you can have anything to be yotzei the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, of eating karbanus meat on yontif with any type of korban. Mikan amru chachamim Yisrael yotzin. The chachamim said that a Yisrael, a yinan kohen, it can be yotzei this obligation of eating korban meat with the korbanus that Yisrael can eat. He can be Yosei, Yechavosim, Binidar, Binidavos, like we said, with Maisa Behemah, like we also brought down. Those are the three types of Shlom meat that a Yisrael can eat. Kohanim, in addition to eating Nidar, Binidavos, and Maisa Behemah, can also eat other types of meat that the Pirchei Kohen are only allowed to eat. For example, someone brings a Korban Chatas, bringing a Cholam White, so the Chatas can only be eaten by the Pirchei Kohen. Likewise, the Oshim can only be eaten by the Pirchei Kohen. Likewise, the Bukhar. A Bukhar is given to the Kohen. If it's unblemished, he goes and brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a Bukhar. So only the Kohen can eat it. A Bukhar is a Vishok. The Chazi of the Shok are the parts of a Karban Shlomim that are given to the Kohen. So parts of the Karban Shlomim are sacrificed. The Emurim are sacrificed on the Mizbeach. The Balim have most of it, but the Chazi and the Shok, the breastbone and the right thigh, so that's given to the Kohen. So all of these are Matanos Kehuna that the Kohen's allowed to eat. So the Kohen, in addition to the Nadar B'Dovah Samaisa Behema, which he'd be allowed to eat, can also eat these additional things that only the Pirchei Kehuna or the Kohanim can eat. Yochol af be'ofos u'b'menachos. I might have thought that one could fulfill this obligation with samachta v'chagecha, that you can have simcha on yontif by also eating the ofos. The kohen is allowed to eat a korban chatas from an oaf. A chatas oaf is allowed to be eaten, but olas oaf is not eaten. So I might have thought that the kohen could fulfill this obligation with samachta, with eating the chatas oaf, or the kohen can eat the mincha, korban mincha, b'menachos. So comes the teachers, the pasuk says, no, tamalama v'samachta b'chagecha. What does this mean? We turn to chesel mibbeis, mi shechagiga bo mehem yatsuelu shein chagiga bo mehem. It specifically says, v'samachta b'chagecha, anything that's a korban chagiga, like. In other words, it has to be an animal. So any animal korban, that is allowed to be eaten. But bird offerings or flower offerings, they won't fulfill this idea of v'samachta b'chagecha. That's the first drasha. Ravashi disagrees. Ravashi Omar, no, mi v'samachta nafka. You just learned it out from the word v'samachta, because that's not really a simcha to have a bird or mincha offering. Yatzu elu she'en bohem simcha. There's no real joy by eating non-meat. A person only gets joy out of eating real meat, and therefore, Ravashi is telling us that you don't fulfill the words v'samachta. It's v'samachta that is the drasha, not b'chagecha. No, then what does he do with b'chagecha? Rashi, hi b'chagecha, my overlay. If he doesn't need the word b'chagecha for this drasha, then it has to be like a chagiga, like the first opinion. So what does Ravashi need the word b'chagecha for? So this we already learned previously. So this is an important drasha. So Ravashi says that you need this for the following. Haud chedarav Daniel bar Ketina. This is like the drasha of Rav Daniel bar Ketina. What did he say? So he said as follows. Omer Rav Daniel bar Ketina. No, I'm a rab. He said the name of Rab. How do you know you're allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? You have to get married before Yontif. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because of the concept of Ein Ma'ar v'simcha v'simcha. But where do we know that from? How do we know you can't mix simchas over here? So that's this pasuk. V'samachta v'chagecha. Shenemar v'samachta v'chagecha. V'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. You have to rejoice because of the Yontif, because of Chol HaMoed, and not because you just got married. That's a separate simcha. Ein Ma'ar v'simcha b'simcha. So this is what we learned in Moed Katan not that long ago, and here we repeat it again. Now go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Mishyesh lo ochlin merubin unechasim uatim. If a person, Baruch Hashem, has a very large family, so they all have to eat meat for the Shalmei Simcha, or the Shalmei Chagiga, so there's a lot of people to feed, but nechasim uatim, but he's not a rich person, he doesn't have a lot of money. So what should he do in this situation? So maybe shlomim merubim, bring a lot of karbanu shlomim, which the family will be able to eat with, everybody will be able to say the mitzvah of eating meat on yantif, the carbon meat on yantif, but olos mutas would only bring as minimal amount of the olos rios as you can afford. You won't have to bring more olos rios, you'll have to bring as many olos rios as you want, as we said previously. And you can go and bring as many chagigos and shalmi simcha that you want. So here in this situation, where you have a lot of kids and you don't have a lot of money, so go and bring in this situation more shlomim and less olos. Very simple, very straightforward. If a person, Baruch Hashem, has nechasim merubim, va'ochlim uvatim, the person is a wealthy man, but unfortunately doesn't have a very large family. So in this situation, what should he do? Maybe olos merubos. He brings a lot of olos. Ushlamim mutim, and only bring a couple of ushlamim, because you don't want to go to waste. You shouldn't make a carbon binosa. If he doesn't have a lot of people eating from it, of course he let other people eat from it. But for whatever the reason, there aren't a lot of people around. So this situation, bring a lot of olos, because they go on the mizbeach totally, and there won't be any leftovers, there won't be nosar, and therefore bring more olos and less shlamim. No, zev zev muat, if a person, nebuch, doesn't have a lot of money, but he also doesn't have a lot of people, so about such a person, we have the minimal amount of Ola and the minimal amount of shlomim that you bring. Azinemar, about such a person that we have in the first Mishnah, that more kesef, shtei kesef, that we have the machlos, beisham, and beis, which one is which? So we go like the opinion of beis hillel that says you bring one more for your ola sriya and two more for your chagiga. It pays more for the one that you can eat. So that's the better way to do this. That's the opinion of beis hillel. You have only a minimal amount of money, and you don't have a lot of people, so you only have three kesef, so bring one kesef for the ola, two kesef for the hagiga, and that will satisfy the few people that you have, and everything will be good. Baruch Hashem, zev zev merubim, if a person, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of money, and he has a lot of people to share that wealth with, a lot of people that we're enjoying the yontif with him, so then, about such a person, it says, hazeh nemar, ish, kimanas yodo, each person should give according to the financial means, kebir kas Hashem lokech Hashem osan loch, as much as the Kosh Baruch Hu has given you, that's what you give back. So such a person who's wealthy, and has Baruch Hashem a lot of people, should give lots of olos rios, and lots of shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha. Gemara starts and says, Shlomim merubim, mehecha maisi. If the person, we said, has a lot of people, so then he should bring a lot of shlomim, even though he doesn't have a lot of money. So then Gemara says, he doesn't have a lot of money, mehecha maisi, where's he bringing it from? Well, Leslie, he doesn't have a lot of money. So how can you tell me that if the guy has a lot of people to eat, but he doesn't have a lot of property, so bring shlomim merubim, va'olos muatos. He doesn't have a lot of money. How's he supposed to bring shlomim merubos? So Rechisa tells us, oh, this is exactly the case of Tofel that we brought down a few minutes ago. Tofel, go and add Maisa Sheni funds to it, or maybe Pargodo. So go and add your Maisa Sheni funds over here to your $100 that you had. Add another $100 and buy a bigger cow, and buy a bigger animal that you can bring as your Shalmei Chagiga. More questions this. Wait a second. Rishashis says, Hare Amru, Tofel and Behema Lebehema. We have the opinion that Chachamim said that you can be Tofel Behema Lebehema. That was the opinion of Chizkiya. And this is a question. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the question? My commentary, what exactly is Rav Sheshet saying over here to Rav Chista? Rav Chista said you can be Tofel, and Rav Sheshet says, you're only allowed to be Tofel, an animal with an animal, but you can't be Tofel with money. So my commentary, what's exactly he saying over here? Ilema, if he's trying to say, Hachi Kamale, this is what Rav Sheshes is telling Rav Chista, Hari Amru Chizki had said, Amru Tovlim Behemel Lehema, Avalo Mos Lemos. That's Chizki's opinion, so Lemele. So he should say to him, Ain't Tovlim Mos Lemos. He should have just said, you're not letting go to do this, what you just said. Why did he give it in the format that said, you can be Tovlim Behemel Behema? That doesn't really answer the question. He should have said, you can't be Tovlim Mos Lemos, like Chizki. Why didn't he just say that? This is what Rav Sheshes was saying to Rav Chista. Then in addition to adding money to money, you could have even said there can be tofel behema lebehema. But that's a problem because nobody said that opinion. We had Chizki and Rav Yochanan, but nobody said he could do both. So Gemara asks, who's Rav Sheshes talking to? Come on, the local Chizki, the local Rav Yochanan. Chizki had said you can be tofel behema lebehema, but not mos lemos. Rav Yochanan said you can be tofel mos lemos, but not behema lebehema. So who's Rav Sheshes going like? So Gemara says, V'chitem, are you going to tell me, I'm a roi who depligi? He's going to tell me over here that Chizkia and Rav Yochanan, they're the ones that argue with each other. However, Masnisa lo pligi, but the Brisa, in fact, doesn't limit it to one or the other. The Brisa is where you're down. The Tanya Kavasi of Chizkia, the Tanya Kavasi of Yochanan, in fact, allow both. Because Masnisa lo pligi. I've oktani achila rishona minachulin, but we brought down in the second Brisa that the achila rishona has to be minachulin, implying that the animal has to be totally chulin, and the second animal would be allowed to go and be min maisa sheni. That seems to say that you can't go and do both. You can't be mitzarif the same animal. So Gemara says, no, my achila rishona, it meant shiur de me achila rishona min achulin, that the amount for the first animal has to be from chulin. But in the same animal, you could even have both of them, or in the monies, you could have both of them. And that, in fact, the brises hold not like either Chizki or Rav Yochanan, and in fact, you can go and bring either two animals together, or you can bring the money and make one big animal. Not like Chizki or Rav Yochanan, but in fact, a separate opinion that says you can do both. Okay. Amar Ula Amar Reish Lakish. Then the Gemara says, Ula says the name of Reish Lakish. Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagigah. So if a person set aside 10 behemos for his carbon Chagigah, he's a wealthy person, has a lot of people eating, he sets aside 10 behemos to bring his Shami Chagigah. But he doesn't bring them all the first day. Hikru Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. He brings five of them the first day. So what does he do with the rest of the five? Chosom Akru Chamesh B'Yom Tov Shein. He goes, brings the other five on the next day. No problem. That's Ula Amar Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Kivin Shepasach, once you stop bringing him on the first day, Shuvein Amar, you're not allowed to bring the other five. So one says, what exactly is going on over here? Amar Rabbi Abba, the Lo Pligi. He says, in fact, Ula Reish Lakish, Ula Amar Reish Lakish, and Rav Yochanan don't disagree. Even though Ula Amar Reish Lakish said, you can bring five the first day, five the second day, and Rav Yochanan seems to say, if you brought the five the first day and you stopped, you can't bring him the second day, seems like they're arguing, but Rabbi Abba says they're not arguing. Because Rabbi Yochanan, when he said that you brought Kivin Shepasach, Shuvein Amar, once you stop bringing, you can't bring any more, that's Kan Bistam. What does it mean, Bistam? A person didn't say that he would be offering them all on the first day. Since he didn't say he's bringing them all on the first day, so then when he doesn't bring them on the first day, it's as if he intended to bring them on the second day. Oh, that's already Baal Tosef, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. You can't do that, because you only bring them on the first day. Given Shepasach, Shuv Eino Makriv. You're yotzei to the midst of the first day, you can't go bring more on the second day. As Rashi points out, im hifrishon stam, if he separated them without designating them for the first day and second day, eino chozer makrivon, kinu farish v'azo, he's not allowed to go and bring them afterwards. Once he stops the first day, that's it. The mitzvah is over. Anything else would be about Tosef. As opposed to, ula amar Reish Lakish, kam b'mefarish, dealing over here where he specified, I'm going to bring all 10 of these on the first day. In this situation, he's not being over about Tosef if he's not able to bring them all on the first day. So Mara says, wait a second, what exactly is going on over here? Hai stam hechidami. When you said it's stam, what exactly does that mean? So, Elaim, why are you going to tell me the lekka shos biomli karev, that there was no time to bring him on the first day, he ran out of time. Hai, the lo akrivunu, the lekka shos biom. The only reason he didn't bring it was because there was no time during the day. So why can't he bring them the next day? Must be, therefore, the elod, the less leochlin. It must be that we're talking about there weren't enough people to eat it. But again, hide lo akrivinu, the less leochlin. The reason he didn't bring it the first day was because there was nobody to eat it. He didn't want it to go to be wasted. He didn't want to have no sir. So that's not a reason that you wouldn't be able to bring it the next day. So one says, you're right. Lo tricha, we're talking here, but the ikka shows by yom, fierce leochlin. We're talking about that there was time in the day to bring it, and there were people that could eat it. Nevertheless, since he didn't bring it on the first day, Shmamina Shiure Shairinhu. It must be talking about over here that he intentionally left it over for the second day, and therefore that's not allowed. That's a problem of Baal Tosef. As Rashi says, Shoyabadato Lochug Shneyobim. He intended to go bring the Korban Chagigah on both days, and that you're not allowed to do. Since the Torah requires us to really bring the Korban Chagigah on the first day, it's only if you couldn't bring it on the first day that you can bring it on the other days. So then, if the person intentionally left some of them to be brought on the second day, he's saying, it's Heter Gomer to bring it on the second day, L'chachila. That's over Baal Tosef. And the Gemara says, this is actually making good logical sense, because the Chiosa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said, I'm the name of Rav Yochanan. Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagigah. So if a person designated 10 behemos for his Shami Chagigah, and Hikruv Chomesh B'Yom Tov Rishon, he brought five of them on the first day of Yom Tov, and then Choser Umakruv Chomesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. Then Rav Yochanan said, you could bring the next five on the second day. Now, here Rav Yochanan said, Kivon Sheh Pasach Shuvein Umakruv. Once you stopped, you can't bring him the next day. And yet, Ravin, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, said that Rav Yochanan said, you could bring him on the next day. So what's going on over here? Which is the real opinion of Rav Yochanan? Kivin Shapasa Shuvino Makriv. If you brought five, you can't bring the five the next day. Or is it like Robin said that even though you brought five the first day, you can bring five the second day? Kashi and Adadi, the two statements seem to be contradictory. So therefore the Gemara says, Hello Shmamina, Kambistam Kabimforesh, Shmamina. So the answer that we gave is correct. It all depends. If he was Stam, he didn't say I'm bringing more the first day, then it looks like it's Baal Tosef when he brings some the second day. But if he was a Farish, I'm going to bring more the first day. So then he clearly wasn't intending to be over Baal Tosef, so then he could bring him even the second day. No stira in the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. And I'll show you this is right. The Gemara says, Itmar Nami. We similarly have another statement. Omer Rab Shemen Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Shemen Bar Abba said the name of Yochanan. And we turn to Tess Omer Aleph, Lo Shanu. We said this only in the situation, Elo Shalom Gomar. The only time you can't go and bring on the second day your Chagigah offerings, if you intended to bring them on the first day, was if there was still time to go bring it on the first day and you chose not to. However, If, in fact, Abol Gomar, the day was finished, Chozer Makriv, then you can bring it on the second day, because you didn't intend to leave it for the second day. That's just the way the circumstances were. So it's clear that you're doing it for the first day, but since you couldn't bring it on the first day, you're allowed to then go and bring it on the second day. Now the Gemara says, my Gomar, what exactly did the Gomar mean? Ilema Gomar Karbonos Sof. If you're telling me that it means that he finished all of his Karbonos, so then my Makriv, then there's nothing left to bring the next day. Ella, obviously it means Shelo Gomar Yom, the day didn't finish. So if the day didn't finish and he didn't bring them, so then you can't bring them the next day. Abol Gomar Yom, but if the day did finish and you still had left over, Chozer Makriv, even Rav Yochanan would say, in that situation, not at all a problem to go and bring them. It's a relatively short shiur, and Be'ezus Hashem will pick up over here for the new Mishnah tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.